GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will increase its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes over the next 15 years. By then, we would have also increased our ability to cope with climate change. The government understands the threats posed by this phenomenon. Work is therefore being done to help the country respond to the impacts of climate change. Much of the work to build resilience to climate change is being done under the Government of Jamaica Adaptation Fund program, implemented in 2013. Deputy Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Claire Bernard, says the Adaptation Fund program has been pivotal in helping local communities and institutions to adapt to challenges brought about by climate change. These challenges, she says, are affecting livelihoods and the island's natural resources.
When we did a climate change knowledge and attitude and practice survey, we found that whereas over 80% of the Jamaican population reported being aware of climate change and its impact, most persons felt that they had no part to play in adapting to climate change, that it in fact is really the government's business.
An important element of the program, therefore, is the focus on building personal responsibility towards climate change adaptation, as well as getting persons to recognize the important role they must play in strengthening Jamaica's resilience to climate change. As part of the program, selected vulnerable communities in Westmoreland and Hanover have been engaged in basic disaster risk management, hurricane safety, earthquake safety, and climate change adaptation. These include Negril, Sheffield, Westland Mountains, Whitehall, Logwood, Orange Bay, and Red Ground. Ms. Bernard says another important component of the Adaptation Fund program is the development of a climate risk atlas highlighting the coastal areas most at risk from storm surges and intense wave action in Negril.
The 2009 study done indicated that Jamaica has roughly $18 billion worth of assets exposed, and we wanted to see what was the level of assets exposed in the Negril area.
This data will be used in town development and planning, thereby ensuring capacity building for long-term sustainability. Considering the impacts of climate change, the government has launched a $3.9 million project to protect the Yalas and Hope River areas from degradation and improve water resource management. The five-year project seeks to achieve institutional strengthening and capacity building for integrating biodiversity into watershed management. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project will create economic and sustainable livelihoods as it will boost agriculture and forestry in watershed communities.
Through these activities, more than 200 community persons will be trained in various thematic areas such as land husbandry, best practices, fire management, ecotourism, and other small business ventures.
Other beneficial activities will include the reforestation of 400 hectares of degraded land and development of 6 on-farm demonstration plots. The project is funded by the Inter-American Development Bank through the Global Environment Facility. A study is being conducted on the impacts of climate change on domestic and export crops and meat production. The study being undertaken by the Climate Studies Group at the University of the West Indies, Mona, is part of measures by the government to strengthen the resilience of the agricultural sector against the impacts of climate change. The information being gathered will be instrumental in crafting policy and on-the-ground actions. It will also allow for the incorporation of climate change considerations into agricultural policies, programs, and projects, and the provision of weather summaries, specialized reports, drought information, and astronomical products to the sector.
Fishermen and farmers can now receive weather reports and bulletins and certainly news of approaching bad weather or storms on their cellular phones so that they can be better prepared.
Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill. This is where we conclude our look at some of the government's initiatives to promote climate change adaptation and resilience. Join us again next week as we continue to look at the government's strategic priorities for this fiscal year and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.